Wow, that's exciting. Anchorage Digital is really paving the way for the future of crypto banking. Imagine being the first federally chartered digital asset bank in the U.S. That's a huge milestone.
Absolutely. Their recent $400 million funding round is a clear sign they're ready to scale. It's not just about growth. It's about building a solid foundation for a potential IPO soon.
I can't wait to see what comes next. This move shows they're not just chasing trends, they're redefining what institutional-grade infrastructure looks like in the crypto world.
Exactly. An IPO would be a game-changer for the industry. It would prove that regulated crypto banking is here to stay and set a blueprint for others to follow.
Building on a pioneering foundation, you know, Anchorage started back in 2021 with that OCC charter. It was a huge moment for the sector, right?
Definitely. That charter gave them the green light to operate as a traditional bank while serving digital assets. It's like the bridge between crypto and finance.
And it's worked. They've got custody solutions, trading platforms, and financing, all under strict regulations. That's the kind of trust institutions need.
The OCC charter was a turning point. It showed regulators were ready to embrace crypto, but with oversight. Anchorage's funding round is just the next step in that journey.
The stablecoin ambition, oh, I love this part. Their goal to become a stablecoin leader by 2026 is so bold. Stablecoins are the bridge between crypto and traditional finance, aren't they?
They are. Stablecoins like USD Coin or Tether help stabilize volatile markets. Anchorage's push into this space could revolutionize cross-border payments and everyday transactions.
And with demand for stablecoins growing so fast, it's no wonder they're investing heavily in their team. Doubling their stablecoin team this year. That's a big commitment.
It's not just about numbers, it's about expertise. They're building the infrastructure to make stablecoins reliable and compliant, which is crucial for long-term success.
What an IPO could mean for crypto, an IPO would be a huge win for the crypto industry. It's like the crypto world getting a stamp of approval from the public markets.
Exactly. A public listing would validate Anchorage's model and show investors that crypto banking is a legitimate, profitable sector. It's a win for everyone, regulators, investors, and the industry.
And it's not just about money. It's about setting a standard for how digital assets are integrated into the global economy.
True. The IPO would also let Anchorage scale faster, compete with traditional banks, and keep up with the rush to digitize money.
Critical takeaways and industry implications, Anchorage's funding and IPO plans are more than just headlines. They're a sign of the industry maturing.
They're proving that crypto can be both innovative and compliant. This could inspire other firms to follow suit and invest in regulated solutions.
And stablecoins. They're the wild card in this story. If Anchorage succeeds, it could redefine how we think about money itself.
The key will be navigating regulations, staying ahead of tech challenges, and building trust. But if they pull it off, it'll be a seismic shift for the crypto world.
One thing is for sure, Anchorage's journey is a blueprint for the future. The crypto industry is no longer just about speculation. It's about real, regulated, and scalable infrastructure.
And with a potential IPO on the horizon, the world's about to get a lot more interesting.